Then Krishna left Vrindavan on the request of Narad Muni. Yeah. This was for the well-being of the jivas, you know. Because he has to perform many other activities apart from his Bhaja Leela.
Yeah.
Just like if he would not have gone to Dwarka, then what about Mahabharata Yudha?
Mm-hmm.
That is the point. Krishna is Akhala Samit Sindhu, embodiment of all rasas. And all these 12 rasas control all the living entities. Radha Priya means, but he himself remains under the control of Srimati Radharani. This is all explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjwala Neelamani Kiran. Ujjwala Neelamani, sorry. If these books might have been there, it was very difficult to understand this mood of Madhurya. Rupa Goswami was endowed with all the potency of Mahaprabhu to give this Madhurya, the teachings of Madhurya that was. When you compare this, the love, Kansa could not develop love in his heart when he saw Krishna. As we compare to the gopis, just by remembering Krishna, we felt ecstasy. But this was not happened to Kansa because there was no platform in his heart to receive that love. This is to receive that Shuddha Sattva. For Gaudiyas, only when the mood of Radharani will come, then it is possible. At the end of this pastime, Krishna is thinking that my form is very beautiful, very attractive. But Radharani's form attacks me. My flute, playing flute, attracts everyone. But the sound of Radharani attracts me. So when he deliberated on this, he came across contradiction. What was that? All the gopis, they are friends of Krishna, they have some vatsalya for Krishna, they are everything for Krishna. So when Radharani sees me, she develops Mahabhava. And when I see Radharani, I don't develop this Mahabhava. But it is explained before that she is more attractive than Krishna. So why it is so?
She is more attractive?
Attractive.
Attractive.
It is said, na? That my beauty is very attractive, very sweet. Mera roop madhur. My form is very, very beautiful. But when I see, everyone is attracted by my form, but when I see Radharani, I feel attraction. My flute, the sound from my flute attracts everyone. But when I hear Radharani's sound, it attracts me. Why it is so? This is contradiction. See that seeing me, Radharani develops Mahabhava. But when I see her, I don't develop this. Why? This is contradiction because she is attacked. This is explained that the form of Radharani attacks Krishna. So Radharani relishes my form in the highest manner. So there must be something inside me which captivates her, which attracts her. Therefore I need the vision, the prane, the bhava of Radharani. So he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. So when he appeared in Mayapur, at that time only his external body was covered with the complexion of Radharani. But the mood, the feelings were not there in his heart. Therefore, in his Navadvip Leela, Mahaprabhu Leela, it seemed that sometimes he used to go and tease the young girls that you have to worship me, I am your husband. That is, some Krishna Bhava was still there in his heart.
This is too fascinating. Yeah. So, does everyone quote the point?
Okay.
Yeah. This is really, really fascinating. Thank you. But the three points, they really do.
You try to understand if Gurudev is speaking. Can you close your eyes?
Okay. You can just speak this law because Gurudev class is one and you will finish the class after 5 minutes.
I'm not selling this one. I'm saying that if Gurudev is speaking, then write this thing.
Yeah. So, question is, you're talking about there's a contradiction. Krishna is bewildered by a contradiction. Because on the one hand, his beauty and his sound, his flute and everything, it attracts everyone.
Yes.
And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna said, only someone could attract me if their qualities were 100 times more than mine.
Mm-hmm.
So Krishna is attracted by Radharani's qualities because she's more beautiful. Her beauty is more, the sound of her voice is more attractive than everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he's saying that when Radharani sees Krishna,
he gets Mahabhava.
She gets Mahabhava.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when Krishna sees Radharani, he doesn't get Mahabhava.
Yeah.
So why?
Yeah. This is contradiction. That's what he's thinking.
This is a contradiction.
Yeah.
But it's bewildering.
Yeah.
He wants to understand
yeah.
it.
And that's why he's saying that Radharani relishes my beauty in the highest manner. So therefore I need the vision. There must be something inside me which attracts Radharani.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore I need the vision of Radharani, the pranay of Radharani, the bhava of Radharani.
Okay. Has everyone got this now? Did you get a touch it the first time? So,
okay.
So the idea is that
I need to call them. So he was teasing the young girl that you should accept me as your husband. But Krishna Bhav, Bhagavad Bhav is still there. So to get...
Thank you, but what came after the bit about the contradiction?
Yeah.
What came after that? What came to you next about the contradiction?
Then he took birth as Mahaprabhu. The fear of Mahaprabhu.
So you're saying Krishna says that he's thinking there's something in me.
Very special.
Yeah. And but he can't see what it is.
Yeah.
That's making her get Mahabhav.
Yeah.
Okay.
You will come back to understand this message. It's easy. I thought it's nothing new. All the time that we hear about the advent of the Mahaprabhu,
yeah.
You want to understand what quality he what has so much for Radharani. And he takes his advent, is to take
his own beauty.
To relish the mood of Radharani.
Yeah.
To relish himself.
Yeah,
relish
with the mood of Radharani.
So what does the conclusion, how you figure out how to find out what that thing was.
What did he say? That he needs the vision of Radharani,
yeah.
The turning, and the bhava of Radharani to understand this thing.
Yeah.
Therefore, as Mahaprabhu, he appeared in Mayapur. No. When he appeared, externally the complexion was of Radharani, but internally the bhava of Radharani.
Does that mean that in my voice is not Rasaraj Mahabhava?
No, that will be explained later on.
Okay,
for this purpose of relishing Radharani's mood, that was relished only in the season of Radharani. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he used to come in the mood of Krishna. He said, you have to worship me. I am your husband. And the small girls were going to perform worship.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so they were saying that he was not having the bhav. Externally, the complexion was of Radharani. But the bhav. What's talking?
Oh, the electricity is going on and off.
Because of the wind versus so externally has the complexion of Radharani.
But bhava is not there.
Only something?
Something
but not completely.
Yeah. So it requires a guru. So he accepted sannyas, which means taking gopi bhava mantra. But still, he cannot get it without a guru. Then he manifested sat prahariya bhava, wherein he manifested different incarnations of himself as different incarnations of Godhead. But still he could not manifest bhava of Radharani. So then when she went to Dakshin, south, and met Raya Ramananda. Raya Ramananda is Vishakha Sakhi. Here in this song, Radhe Jai Jai Madhav Daiti, this explained that Lalita Sikhi Guna Vanita Vishakhe. It means that here Vishakha refers to Radharani herself in this song. It means that she was born, Vishakha Sakhi and Radharani was born in the same nakshatra. And almost same time. And therefore they have all the same qualities, same attributes, same form, almost same. And their mood is same.
So what's the meaning of that line?
And she is like Madhyama Sakhi. Which is
explaining.
Here explain the speciality of Vishakha Sakhi. She is very close to Radharani. And only such a person can give the mood of Radharani. Therefore, he went to Raya Ramananda. And when this teaching started, then it said everything is external, different points were discussed. So he said, now this highest thing, Gopi Bhav, I cannot give you right away. You have to give some test. Because I see you as gold, white outside, but inside you are still black, Krishna. Then he manifested his Rasaratma Mahatma. And then he gave him 95% of Shiksha. He said, now 5% left, you have to realize yourself. I cannot help you. Even Gurudev gives you everything, 95%, and something you have to realize your own.
No.
I discussed this in the interview. He said, you have to realize yourself. How you can say that if Gurudev is giving you something, says he is giving you the mood of Rupa Goswami, so we expect that he doesn't have. If he gives us 95%, and we say that Gurudev has 95%, no. Something he gives to realize ourselves. You see, our Gurudev is a follower of Rupa Goswami. And that means we have to accept that he is totally 100% follower. And if he gives us 95%, that means, is he having 95%? No. So, the intense desire of Radharani to serve Krishna is the essence of Sanatana Dharma. Krishna spent just 13 years in Braj, and out of that, only 1.5 years where he enjoyed his Kishore Avastha. And this is the essence of Sanatana Dharma. And that is what Mahaprabhu came to give, Anarkit Charin Chirad. And this Unnat Ujjal Ras is the intense desire of service desire of Radharani. Unnat Ujjal Ras means the intense desire to serve Krishna, which is there in Radharani. And serve means Radharani's own, her own self. And Shriya means Shubha. Shubha means beauty. And this is like the creeper. So, some people say that Mahaprabhu came to relish something else, some other prema. But what prema? Even Hanumanji rendered service to Lord Rama with love, prema. The queens of Dwarka, they also rendered service with prema. But it was not that prema which Mahaprabhu came to relish and to distribute. His prema was Braj prema, in that it will be. Here is the.
That is it?
That's it.
So, I'm still at that 10 minutes behind, I'm sorry. You're talking about Mahaprabhu when he's in Mayapur, he was trying to play Sharabhav, but he couldn't do it. And he said, for this you need a guru.
Yeah.
Yeah? But he had a guru?
Mm-hmm.
Gopalmanta from Ishwarpuri.
Gopal mantra and then whatever Radha, the mantra and sannyas. Even Gurudev is saying, we accepted sannyas even.
Mm.
But sannyas means Gopi Bhav mantra. But still you need a guru to get siksha. It's just not by mantra. You need a siksha guru. That's what Mahaprabhu established by his going to South and going very, very close associate of Srimati Radharani. Almost Srimati Radharani, that's what he's saying, almost Srimati Radharani is there. Vishakha Sakhi, therefore he's saying Madhyama, same qualities. This thing stresses that almost Srimati Radharani was there to give a teaching, siksha. He's going to Vishakha Sakhi, Radharana Nanda.
So he had guru, but he didn't take siksha from. He just managed to finish for 2 times and thank him. And then he needed siksha.
Siksha of that need of Radharani.
And he took sannyas, so he had sannyas guru, but he didn't take siksha. And because that guru also didn't have the mood required, he had to go to a
siksha guru.
Siksha guru had the mood that he wanted.
The highest mood which is available.
Yeah.
He's the closest to Radharani's mood. Therefore it is said, the 5 life heirs of Chaitanya Charitamrita, one is Radharani Mishraman.
What are the other 4?
The 4 youth siksha, Kunadi siksha, and this Prakashananda. And I'll tell you the 6th one.
So that was the first one. So that we had a guru, and then another guru. Oh yeah, then you spoke about
Satpahirava?
Yeah, Satpahirava. So, but it seemed like you spoke about that as if it happened, you were actually taking sannyas.
That's what the sequence Gurudev was speaking.
But that happened with Vyasadeva.
Oh no, this thing Gurudev is saying, that when he was teasing girls there,
yeah.
Then he had no bhava of Radharani. Therefore he needed guru.
Yeah.
Even by accepting sannyas, which is Gopi Dham mantra, you can't get it.
Yeah. And then what did he say about the Satyaham?
So he manifested different incarnations, he explained. Different incarnations about him.
So that was the sign of his Krishna bhava also?
Yeah.
So his Radha bhava wasn't...
Not manifested by that time.
Yeah.
Unless he came to a guru.
He don't get the Gopi Bhagavan Sat from his guru, he gave him.
Who gave him?
Mahaprabhu to the guru. Say, this is the mantra you have to give me.
No, but Gurudev was stressing it, just the mantra, this is not enough. You accept the mantra from guru, this will not serve the purpose. You have to have a siksha guru, the highest caliber.
For this thing. I'm not pretty sure of us. So the priest here. Otherwise, you can go to Vaikuntha.
Yeah. So,
thank you for
this. This desert can leave now.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy your
Diksha Guru also come out. Like.
So you said that maybe Shakyamuni is Radharani.
Mm.
So what does that line mean? If you take out the word Shakyamuni, put Radharani's name in its place, then what's the meaning of the line? Lalita Sakti Guna Rani Pandit Vishaka. What does it mean?
What does it mean otherwise?
Well, you know, I've heard some weird and wonderful translations.
What does it say?
I've missed out for so many years.
No, no, but what does it say, that translation?
Yeah. I've heard some translations, but I don't know.
No, no, but what do you feel?
I've got no idea. Did I say what it means?
Huh? He just explained this word only. He said, here, the speciality of Vishakha Sakhi is stressed. Here, Vishakha refers to Radharani, because it's very same quality.
Lalita Sakhi Guna, what does Lalita mean?
Ramit means Raman.
That's maybe a good
one. Yeah.
And he's got 95%. See, as far as I can understand, Vishakha Sakhi, he didn't have 100% of Radhabhar. No one has 100% of Radhabhar except for Radharani. She's Madanakibhava.
Vishakha
Sakhi doesn't have
Madanakibhava. That's okay
to
do. But your point was that she could not give her because she had. Now, if Mahaprabhu has to realize Radhabhar, let me say that because by Vishakha Sakhi, he got the siksha, so he cannot reach 200%. To this point?
Yeah.
So he cannot get Radhabhar 100%, not
okay. Yeah, because Vishakha, she doesn't have 100%. Because only Radharani has
100%. That means Krishna couldn't relish the bhava of Radharani 100%.
He's What's the place? Mahabhadra.
Yeah.
So that Mahabhadra are divisions. So Vishakhasakhi has Mahabhadra. Up to more than Akhya Mahabhadra, but she doesn't have mother.
So that's okay. Okay. That means Mahabhadra could not relish mother and Akhya Mahabhadra? This is the highest thing, you know. Madana, he came just to relish this, starting from Pranay, you know. Pranay to the highest mode, that is the Pulamba. Now, if you say that he could not relish Madan, then what, his purpose is not fulfilled. Therefore, he said he has to, everything is given. Now, on your own realization will come up.
But my question is, how can Vishakhasakhi give what he doesn't have?
What can it have?
How can Vishakhasakhi give what she doesn't have? That's my question.
Okay. You can ask many.
Madan is only in Radhika. Mm-hmm. It is not in Vishakha, so how can she give what she doesn't have?
Now here it is explained that Vishakha, I think they are very, very close, very, very close. This is the point which is stressing this thing. Yes. Therefore they are explained as here, this is Vishakha reference to Srimati Radharani. You know? To make this point clear, this point is stressed.
Vishakha is close because they're both Madhya. The three moons of the heroes, Mugdha, Madhya and Bhagavata.
That's
and
not only the one, but they have many same qualities. Mm. Many same qualities to you. Mm. Now, okay, for a point you accept... For a point you accept that he cannot give it.
Yeah.
But then we have to accept that Mahaprabhu could not relish that topmost bhava.
Okay,
only on this pretext that because Vishakha Jai Ramanand Prabhu could not give him this thing.
He doesn't realize Radha fully. He's eternally coming again and again, but he never completely realizes Radha.
That is the nature of eternity. Yeah. I mean that's you know, Krishna Prema is always expanding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not then if you limit it, then it's finished. Its variety is finished.
But all the
Shastra
says that only
Radhika
has
Madhanaka Mahabhava. But then Shastra is also limited to, if you go and like going beyond Shastra, then this thing is expanding always. So otherwise the Leela will finish. If thing is relished, then Leela is finished. And how you are saying Mahaprabhu will come again and again. At a certain point of extent, if Srimati Radharani's Bhava is Madhana, okay, to that extent he comes. Then next time it's expanding like this, and he's coming again, 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 never ending.
But that's okay, but no Shastra ever says that Vishakhasakhi has that Madan Akhya Mahabhava, which is the only property of Srimati Radhika.
I'm not saying this thing.
Maybe when Mahaprabhu taught the class, but when he uses the shiksha from Vishakhasakhi.
Well, this is the question.
95%, and then... All the rest we came out, the rest is the same.
this is a question.
You need a Swati Nakshas to understand this thing. Is this problem?
Yeah,
you
have to
understand.
Yeah.
Devas Krishna, Krishna Deva Bhavan from Vandai. Devasya means of, Asya means of Krishna. Deva means Krishna, Asya means of Krishna, and Bhargo means effulgence. The effulgence of Krishna. Who is the effulgence of Krishna after Radharani? She's his cage, his shakti.
Urja,
yeah, Bhargo means Urja. Bhargo, Bhargo means Urj and it means Tej. It means the Shakti, the potency or the effulgence. Devasya means, Asya means Av, and Deva means Krishna. I meditate on the effulgence of Krishna. But Krishna, he is not so deep as Radhika. So when Krishna takes Radha Bhav, then the moods come out and everyone can see them. So if Krishna hadn't taken Radharani's Bhav, then no one would have known what it was. Because no one, Radharani doesn't express it.
So Krishna, you want Krishna is also taking, and then
so Krishna, Krishna has done a favor to all of us by taking Radharani's bath. He's shown it to the world. Otherwise, no one would ever know.
taken Radharani's path not experienced.
He stole her complexion and her bath, but actually he couldn't taste it. Gurudev gave the example of a thief. He breaks into a big business, and then he goes to where the main computer is, and he takes the most important part of the computer, the chip, like this, and then he leaves, and he knows, now I've got the most important thing, but I don't know what to do with it. So Krishna's, he's stolen right around his bath, but actually he needs a Shikshi Guru to understand it, to know it.
What place of God our Congress play now? He would have 100% of Radha on his Bhagavad, since it is Radha.
Well, now this is another explanation that I heard, that Gadara Pandit, when Krishna steals Radharani's Bhagavad, he steals her left wing mood, and what's left over is with Gadara Pandit. I've heard this, but I need to make more and more inquiries about this, because I can't understand how Gadara Pandit could be Radharani if with a left wing mood missing, then how is it Radharani? And how would Gadara Pandit be qualified to give Mahaprabhu instruction?
If the only left wing mood, right wing mood was left. But many people have said this, I've heard this from Nari Krishna. It's written in Bhaktivinoda Puri Maharaj's book, The Heart of Krishna. It's written there that Radharani is what's left over when Krishna stole. Gadara Pandit is what's left over when Krishna stole Radharani's mood, you know. So authoritative sources have said this, but it's just not within the comprehension of my time. So I have to make more inquiries. There are many mysteries. Probably this is the 5% that we have to understand by our
Otherwise you wouldn't have told Gadara Pandit.
Yeah.
And hated it completely.
Apparently, and the Gadara Pandit was there in Navadvip. Oh yeah, they didn't even have to do Navadvip to say like that. But there must be some very important reason why he couldn't do that. Maybe that's the reason, because Gadara Pandit was left over so heavy. Maybe, I don't know, who can say? We shall have to ask. You can write all these questions down and we'll corner Nabi Krishna and we'll squeeze all the juice out of it. Because that's impossible. Only if we satisfy him with our affectionate service will he be inclined to speak to us this most confidential matter. Or in Sadhguru's form, 6-hour form.
Mm-hmm.
But then afterwards, when he met Ramananda right after that, no more. He got cured of his problem.
The Krishna Bhav was overwhelmed by the Radha Bhav.
Yeah. He had this problem, his Krishna Bhav kept popping out. But with the help of Ramananda, he was cured of the problem. You don't see any Krishna Bhav in after Ramananda Samvada. Yes, it's just completely awesome. It has to be translated into English, the two classes, translated into English and stuck together, and then printed into like a small book, you know. But who will understand it? That's the question. Will anyone in the universe?
You will,
unless you hear it again and again, directly from Gurudev's lips, you can't touch it. It's fantastic.
I'm not sure I understand that. That's the worship of Krishna.
He said, so the essence of Sanatana Dharma is bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna, he didn't write all this, he didn't write it all down. In the class, Gurudev said, Krishna's Sanatana, aho bhagyam, nandagopa, vidokasam, yamika, paramanandam, puna, brahma, sanatanam. So Krishna's Sanatana. And the jiva is also Sanatana. What is that? Mamadam told you that, okay, jiva bhuta, Sanatana. So Krishna's Sanatana and the jiva Sanatana. So Sanatana Dharma means, the relationship between the jiva and Krishna. What is that relationship? That is bhakti. Yeah? So bhakti is sanatana dharma. And what is bhakti? Bhakti is sanvetan ladini. And who is ladini? Srimati Radhika is the embodiment of Mahabhava. So the essence of sanatana dharma is bhakti in the highest degree, which is onnata ujjvala ras, Radharani's love. The Radharani's intense love for Krishna, that's sanatana dharma. That's the essence of sanatana dharma. And it's the purport of all the shastras. Bhava devasya dhimahi. Radharani's bhav is the essence of all the shastra. It's so wonderful, even Krishna wants to know it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's appeared to know this and also to sprinkle something on the jivas. So he's the really good teaching what is sanatana dharma. Because actually the jiva cannot know unnata ujjvala ras. But he can have some sprinkle, he can have the parag of it. Parag means the pollen. You know, flowers, little bits of dust coming out. So those little bits of dust, the pollen, the parag of unnata ujjvala ras, the jiva can have that. That's my jiva. And Mahaprabhu has given that through Rupa Goswami. That was the catch he gave the next day. He expanded then the concept of that day, and then he expanded the next day with the speciality of Rupa Goswami. Fantastic. This is the esoteric meaning. Yes, so Devi Parabhakti, one who's got Parabhakti, then to him all the purports of the Vedas are revealed. So I've got my inspiration for the day. I have to learn the verses which prove all this Siddhanta. He read the Bhagavatam, but he couldn't understand it.
If you can get his mercy, then you can understand.
You get blessed him with bhakti. So it's only by bhakti that you can understand. Therefore, bhakti is the purport of all the Vedas. That's my Srimad Bhagavatam. He wasn't apparently remembering it, and he kept saying, Yavan, Yavan, what's the verse? And he's asking all the brahmacharis for the verse.
Navinas, everything.
Then it took a few minutes for it to come out, and then it came out, this verse. Yavana ham yata bhavo, yalu paguna kam kata taiva tatva vigyanam, astu te madanu grahat. All of me, namely my actual eternal form, my transcendental existence, color, qualities, and activities, let it all be awakened within you by factual realization out of my causeless mercy. And then the chapter Sloki Bhagavatam comes. And there's this huge purpose.
A quick explanation of what he said.
Arupatvena hi, arupatvata eva hi, this verse. Then Vyas consulted Narada to teach us when the same conclusion one should approach Guru Tattva. You'll do the miracle when you hear it. Dear Krishna, what woman in all the three worlds wouldn't deviate from her religious behavior when bewildered by the sweet, drawn-out melody of your flute? Your beauty makes all the three worlds auspicious. Indeed, even the cows, the birds, the trees, and deer manifest the ecstatic symptom of bodily hair standing on end when they see your beautiful form. And Gurudev, he explained this verse, he was telling a pastime about each. The cows, the birds, the trees, the deer, like that. He was picking the words out and then giving a pastime for each word.
Did I speak on Bhakti Rasayan? And this verse is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 46, Verse 3. Kachodava brajam somya pitruna pitrimava gopinam mad yoga dim matsandesha vimochaya. Hey gentle Uddhav, go to Braj and give pleasure to our parents. Also relieve the gopis suffering in separation from me by giving them my message. So, Gurudev is commenting that in the verse that we've been discussing previously, Naparayam Niravajya Samyujam, Krishna has expressed himself. He's personally expressing his own feelings, and also he's expressing his realization of the feelings of the gopis. Now, that is further confirmed by Krishna to Uddhav. So, Gurudev started to say that he's qualified to understand these topics. In these topics, the different aspects like prema vaichitya, different aspects of separation, they arise. And these topics are written by Sanat Goswami. They can be heard and understood by the person in Uttam Adhikar. He said, what to speak of being in this Adhikar, he said, most of us, we're not even sadhaks. We're not even sadhak. He said, he gave the definition of who's a sadhak. He said, who's qualified to see Krishna, but he's not yet seen him, he's a sadhak. And he gave the example of Bhuva Mangal Thakur. I quoted the verse from Bhakti Samhita Sindhu. Kiti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana vidha. That when all of one's activities are done to attain bhav, then that's called sadhana. He's a sadhak. Sadhak, he has no material desires, and he's doing the anushilanam. He's cultivating activities with body, mind and speech exclusively for Krishna's pleasure. So there are two types of sadhak. There are three levels of sadhak. Of those who are actually sadhak, there's Kanishtha, Madhyam and Uttam. And among those is those who are following Vaidimag and those who are following Ragamag. So in the Ragamag, the sadhak is always thinking, how do I get the gopi's mood? I'm not going to say some of the things that Ramachandra Prabhu said. I'm not going to repeat them because those things, we don't have anything here. So he said the example is Bhuva Mangal Thakur. Bhuva Mangal Thakur, we should think about how his greed was so deep that he plucked out his eyes. So for us, that would be so painful and unimaginable, but by his greed he could do it. So if we feel that sometimes we have some greed and sometimes we don't have any greed, then this is not real lobe. This is lobe of us. This is only some semblance of greed. But still, lobe of us is good. Why? Because it can gradually, it will become greed, may become greed in proper association. I said, one who is actually greedy will never become the servant of his own senses. He's always thinking, how can I get this bhav? He said, and how will this greed come? He said, we will have to hear. Sri Rupa Manjari Karatita Parapantam Gostanda Nandana Bhujapita Mastakaya Ha Modatakanaka Gauri Pajaravinda Samvahanani Shanakai Stavakim Karisye. In this verse, Raghunath Das Goswami has written how Rupa Manjari, Shrimati Radhika, she is very fatigued and tired after the amorous sports with Krishna. And so she's lying down with her head in Krishna's lap. And very lovingly, it's very sweet seeing Krishna's caressing her hair and stroking her hair. And at that time, Rupa Manjari, she comes and she begins to massage Shrimati Radhika's feet. So at that time, Rati Manjari is very close by. And she cannot check herself. Greed is coming. She wants to serve like this, as Rupa Manjari is serving. So Rupa Manjari, seeing Rati Manjari, indicates, calls her to come, only with her eyes, giving a message with her eyes. She comes, and then she comes, and then she masses this. So hearing these verses from pure devotees and remembering these verses, then some greed to have this mood and serve like this will come to us. Then Gurudev came to the topic of the class now, the subject.
He said that when Krishna had been in Ujjain at the house of Sandipani Muni, and there, he stayed there for 64 days, and in those 64 days he learnt the 64 arts from Sandipani Muni. So now his education was complete. He returned to Mathura, and there in Mathura, he went up to the roof of his palace, and hearing Kalakala Dwani, Kalakala Dwani means the babbling of the Yamuna, then all the Braj Leela, remembering Braj, it was raised within his heart, came up in his heart, and he became very restless and full of emotions, and he started to remember the mood of the gopis. So Krishna, we've heard about the gopis' feelings of separation, but now we're going to hear about Krishna's feelings of separation from the gopis. Krishna's weeping tears. Why? So in Bhagavad Gita it said, Yayatamam papajante, that generally Krishna, he reciprocates. However the devotees, how they feel towards him, he will also feel towards them. And it said that Krishna, he always thinks of his Sharanagata bhaktas, those devotees who are Sharanagata. Not only Krishna, but Guru and Vaishnava. To whom we surrender to Krishna, or we surrender to Guru and Vaishnava. Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava. If we actually surrender to them, they will be thinking of us. They will hear our prayers. They will definitely hear our prayers. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Krishna hears the prayers of the devotee who does Sadanga Sharanagati, the six limbs of surrender. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he has asked the question in his Raghavatma Chandrika, if Krishna is always absorbed in his Leela, then when does he have time to hear us? And the conclusion is that by his inconceivable potency, he is Savakita and Mugdhata. He simultaneously, he's totally bewildered and doesn't know anything, but at the same time he knows everything. That's his inconceivable potency.
What do you say?
Mugdhata. Mugdhata, that means bewildered. And Savagyata, he knows everything. Omniscient. By his inconceivable potency, he's both. And he can also hear the sadhaks, even the sadhak in this world who's Sharanagat, who surrendered, he can hear him. So then what to speak of the gopis, how they are Sharanagat, they are the most surrendered, so how is feeling their moods? This is the point. Therefore Krishna is crying. So Uddhav, he's been looking all over the place for Krishna, and finally he goes up to the roof and finds Krishna there on the roof. Oh, Krishna, here you are. And Krishna's crying. He's weeping. And at that time, Krishna, he took Uddhav by the hand, and holding his hand and crying, he spoke this verse, Gaccho Dava Brajam Somya, O Uddhav, O gentle Uddhav, go to Braj. Now here, Krishna's used the word Somya, referring to Uddhav. So Somya means gentle one. But Krishna is implying through this word something more than that. The word Somya comes from the word Soma. Som means the moon. So what are the qualities of the moon? The moon is snigdha, very, very soft. The appearance of the moon is very soft and pleasing. And the moon is sushital, also very cooling. So in the same way, the appearance of Uddhav is very pleasing and very whoever sees him will become pleased, their heart will become softened, and whatever suffering they have, this will be cooled only by seeing Uddhav. His presence is such. So Krishna's saying, Uddhav, go to Braj, because my mother and father, they're in such a sad position, that they're very feeling very morose now. Mother Yashoda is saying, actually,